Looks can be deceiving. I am a lover of America, although I was raised to feel very Pakistani. It fell on me to work hard for my family. I left to go west, where I was welcomed with open arms.
Changez, the son of an intellectual Pakistani family and a brilliant financial advisor, has everything going for him. A great job on Wall Street, a beautiful American girlfriend, connections. After 9/11, everything changes. He's heckled at the airport, profiled as a potential terrorist.
Have you ever been a member of a terrorist organization? How do you feel about the United States of America?
Agent Ford, I love the United States of America.
Filmmaker Mira Nair tells VOA that post 9/11, people like Changez were forced to take sides.
And they were encouraged to, because, you know, Bush said, either you're with us or against us. You know, he set up this so-called axis of evil. He taught the people to look at us and them. And I don't think that reaction has been something that has led to greater understanding or peace.
Changez loses his girlfriend, gives up his lucrative job, and returns to his country to teach economics at the University of Lahore. His theories criticizing rampant capitalism and the American dream attract a following, and he becomes a prime suspect in the kidnapping of an American professor.
You think I had something to do with this kidnapping?
I'm not the one you have to convince.
Bobby, an American CIA operative posing as a journalist, interviews Changez. He's convinced that Changez is responsible for the kidnapping because he fits the profile of a disaffected immigrant. Mira Nair says the conversation between the two characters describes two worlds mired by mutual suspicion.
Because so often, both sides or any side in our life is presented as reductionist, you know, as good or bad or black or white. But there is a whole level of gray, and gray is also beautiful in its way.
The film reveals that Changez, although radical, is not a terrorist, and so it counters stereotypes. Elizabeth Goitin of the Brennan Center for Justice says such stereotypes can jeopardize the fight against terrorism.
Like growing a beard, wearing traditional Islamic dress, giving up gambling and cigarettes and drinking. The focus needs to shift from trying to identify these personal attributes of a would-be terrorist, needs to shift from that to focusing on actual criminal activity or activity that has indicators of potential criminality.
So tell me, Changez, why did you want to come to America?
For future reference, Jim, it's Changez.
Mira Nair hopes her film will help shed some of the misconceptions and promote dialogue in a growing multicultural world.
Yes, I'm Pakistani. Yes, I'm Muslim. But that's not all I am.
Penelope Kilu, VOA News, Washington. Come back now.